Welcome to That Healing Feeling Podcast. My name is Faith Ashenden, and I'm a patient empowerment coach and biohacking expert who is obsessed with helping you holistically heal and optimize your health, no matter where you are in your healing journey. I've created the first and only comprehensive patient advocacy framework in the world today, which has helped thousands of women from all over the world hack the system and get their health back. If you are looking to understand why you have certain symptoms, where to get the answers that will get you feeling 100%, or you're wanting to massively uplevel your health so that you can have the most fulfilling life possible, then you are in the right place. My goal on this podcast is to give you the tools you need to start getting answers and results today by transforming the way you approach the healthcare system, adding to your healthcare toolkit, and challenging previous thought patterns that might be holding you back. Think of this podcast as your weekly health coaching and mindset development as I bring you interviews from world-renowned practitioners, testimonies from entrepreneurs that have holistically overcome great health challenges of their own, and share everything I know about how I healed naturally and have stayed feeling 150%. Thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's dive right in. Today's episode is brought to you by the Health Transformation Accelerator, a healing chronic illness group in Fight or Flight Fix. This is my signature group coaching application only program designed for anyone who is ready to become their own self healer. If you are ready to stop doing what isn't working for you and to empower yourself to take your health and healing into your own hands, then this is the right program for you. We deep dive into two main topics. The first is regulating your nervous system by using brain training, manifestation, and meditation to create new neurological pathways and get you into a place of safety so that you can heal from the inside out. Next, we'll deep dive into inflammation, the root of all chronic illness, and empower you to know what lab work to test for, how to move the needle forward with your markers, and how to strategically use food as medicine so that you can heal and get your life back. This program relaunches every 6 weeks, and each session only takes 10 applicants. So if you are ready to step into your power with a group of like-minded individuals whose success will become inevitable, then make sure to head to faithashenden.com/group-coaching to submit your application and join us. I cannot wait to see you there. So I am going to do a bit of a different theme on today's podcast, but I heard a podcast like this once and I actually found it so useful. So today's podcast is on wellness hacks that I'm loving right now. You know, there are a few that remain consistent over time, like habits that I built on my healing journey that I will carry with me forever. And then like sometimes new things come into the picture. So I made a list of about 10 things that are really up-leveling the game for me. And I thought I'd chat you through them. All right. Some of them are super easy, free things that you can do by just changing your habits. Other ones are really low ticket items that are extremely affordable. So all in all, this is a super, super accessible podcast for anyone looking to incorporate new wellness practices into their lifestyle. Okay. So the first thing that I am absolutely loving is putting my legs up on the wall for 10 minutes every night. So this is a really fantastic way to incorporate lymphatic drainage into your lifestyle. A lot of people will do like fancy massages that I personally don't really know how to do and or don't have the time or want to spend the money to go somewhere to receive that. And so this is a hack I learned from one of my really good friends, Katie from the Violet Fog. If you're listening to this, you should definitely follow her. She is a wellness queen who makes really awesome superfood blends. Blah, that's a tongue twister. We were good friends there in Austin. Obviously, now I'm in the UK, but she always talks about lymphatic drainage. She does this for a really long time before she travels. I have found that doing this at night for 10 minutes improves my circulation so much. I just you know, feel like I'm much less inflamed. I sleep better. And it's just kind of an opportunity to like sit and reflect and pause. I'm all about punctuating your day with moments of mindfulness. And in doing that, I always recommend, like if you're a student of mine or a client of mine, you know that I always talk about habit stacking. So if you want to incorporate a new habit into your life, the easiest way to do that is to stack it on top of a habit you already have. So if you're working through right now, learning how to bring in moments of mindfulness or accessing parasympathetic throughout the day, it's prudent to just stack that on top of something you're already doing. So this is a really fantastic way to bring in two habits into your life, right? So you know, you're like, every night I'm putting my feet up on the wall and I'm just going to stack in, you know, some deep breathing or some mindfulness or something like that. So that's something to keep in mind as I'm going through this list. Like, what can you stack on top of this to make it a real ritual? Because it's really the intention behind what you're doing that's going to make the difference for you. So as you move into your wellness practices, if you're like, well, I'm doing that, but I don't really feel a difference, it's because everything is about intention. So you need to be understanding why you're doing what you're doing, what you want to get out of it, and move into the practice with the most amount of intention. So that is number one, easy peasy, free, and an opportunity to incorporate multiple new practices into your life that will make a massive impact. Number two, what I do after lymphatic drainage that I am loving right now is putting CBD lotion on my muscles. So I typically do my legs and my arms because I'm really in a weightlifting phase, which will be one of my hacks, actually, now that I say that. And so I love CBD. I'm a huge fan. I have a podcast episode. I can't remember which one it is, but I interview Shada, who is the CBD queen in Austin. She is amazing. She's such an advocate for the plant. I absolutely love marijuana. I think it is one of the most healing plants on the planet. I used it for many, many years. And since moving to England, it's been a bit more tricky, but I'm a huge CBD fan and I'm kind of like navigating the waters and kind of understanding the landscape here. Putting CBD on my legs and my arms and stretching over a workout ball is game changing. We spend so much of our lives leaning forward, hunched over with our body in a position of like our hands in front of us, our head bent over. And so it's not fantastic for the nervous system to be sitting that way. Some of us are, you know, doing jobs where we're like standing up and out and about and moving around, and it might apply to you a little bit less, but statistically, it's likely that you do have a job that has you in that like hunched over position. And so getting a ball, like one of those workout balls or pregnancy balls, you know what I'm talking about, those big balls, and leaning your back over it. So it's kind of in the shape of a C, and throwing your neck back and kind of moving it around and loosening it up is a really fantastic way to balance out your body. So you're always looking to balance, right? This is sort of the premise of yoga. So what you're doing on one side, you want to make sure you do on the other side. So in a world where you're hunched forward so often, being intentional about bending backwards for a period of time is going to really help your body loosen up, feel balanced. And when your body feels balanced and safe, you can really get back into homeostasis where we want to be. That's our focus. Our focus is always getting into homeostasis so our body can fight and optimize and all of those good things that we're always looking to achieve. And so I have it stacked, my CBD cream, with the stretching because I find that CBD is an amazing anti-inflammatory medicinal plant. And well, CBD is just a part of, it's not the plant, is it? But it's what I've got access to here. So I love doing that for my muscles. And even if I don't work out, I'm just, you know, still putting it on my body and then doing the stretching. So I've got the lymphatic drainage with my legs up on the wall and then stretching over the ball with pre-CBD cream. Something else that I love to do after this ritual is a magnesium cream, a magnesium lotion. Magnesium in general is so important. There are so many over-the-counter drugs or pharmaceutical prescriptions that deplete magnesium. And magnesium is basically the antithesis of anything that's not moving. So if something is not moving in your body, you need some magnesium. So if you're struggling with constipation, if you're struggling with migraines, I kind of just feel like do you know my Big Fat Greek Wedding where the uncle is like, Windex is the cure-all, right? That's like how I feel about magnesium and peppermint oil. My best recommendation would be to get some lab work done and see, are you actually deficient? There are lots of different kinds of magnesium, and this is not a magnesium podcast. So I always recommend working with a qualified practitioner. That being said, I find that it's easier for people to remain consistent when they bring something into a ritual. So doing the CBD lotion and then adding on that magnesium to me feels really, really good because I can make it sort of a massage and also know that I'm giving my body something that it needs. You know, it helps me feel fantastic. I don't get headaches. I don't get constipated. I don't get sore when I work out. You know, all of these different rituals and habits play a part, but it's the little things. I think people think that it's the big things, like, wow, what is that one thing that you're doing to feel good? Or what is that one thing you did to heal? And it's not one thing, right? It's all these little moments of intention that add up to keep your body in a safe place to where it can heal, to where it can optimize. So we've got legs up on wall. We've got CBD lotion and leaning back over a big pregnancy ball. And then we have magnesium topical cream. I also sometimes supplement that with a like magnesium glycinate or citrate in a pill form, depending on like kind of where I am in my life and what my lab work says. But that last bit of magnesium will be a bit of a massage. And then I'm feeling good and I'm ready to go. So next on the list, deep breathing before meals. Here's the thing that people don't realize. Digestion starts the minute that you put food in your mouth. So like as you're chewing, that is part of the digestive process. So if you're putting in all of this time and effort to eat healthy food, to eat organic food, to eat nutrient-dense food, you really want to make sure that you're able to absorb those nutrients, utilize those nutrients, and make the most of, optimize whatever it is that you're eating. And so taking deep breaths before you eat helps your body get into a sympathetic state. So sympathetic is the opposite of fight or flight. So that's where your nervous system feels safe. And again, you'll always hear me go back to the word safety because safety is the key to everything. When your body feels like it's safe, then your body can start to do what it's meant to do. So it's only when your body doesn't feel safe does it freeze up and things kind of stop working, okay? So take about 3 to 5 breaths and focus on the exhale. So this is really important and an interesting fact. Parasympathetic happens on the exhale, okay? So if you breathe out for twice as long as you breathe in, you're gonna be quickly shifting your nervous system from one state to the other. Breath is the fastest way to get from sympathetic to parasympathetic. Like when people are always like, Faith, how do I access parasympathetic? There is no faster way to get from one state to the other than breath. And so I encourage you to do like maybe start with 3 deep breaths, twice as long out as in. And this is going to kickstart your digestive process. And as you start doing this and your body gets into the habit of kicking off digestion in a safe place in homeostasis, you'll notice a difference in your gut. Like you will notice that food that used to trigger you doesn't trigger you anymore. You'll notice that instead of feeling bloated, you feel tight. You'll notice that you feel energetic instead of tired because your body is properly utilizing and digesting these nutrients. You're going to be mindfully chewing more because you've grounded yourself in the present by taking deep breaths. So the domino effect of the benefits are, it's huge, okay? So again, it's just such a simple free thing that you can do that you all of a sudden are like, oh my God, this like massive thing feels so much better. And it was free and it was easy. And I'm telling you, 99% of what you need to actually heal and optimize is already inside of you. And it's just a matter of learning how to utilize the infrastructure that we're built with, right? Again, you know, I just think that the media really, and also, I'm sorry, but in my opinion, Western medicine really wants you to believe that you're broken, that there's so much you need to buy in order to feel better. And I think yeah, 1% of what you need is going to be the right practitioner, coaches, high quality bioavailable products, healthy food, whatever. But I think that makes up a small portion of what you actually need to feel good. The rest of it is just discovering, hey, like my nervous system, what is this? How do I master it? My brain, my subconscious, neuroplasticity, all of these things that really control the physiology of the entire body. And so you'll notice what I teach. Most of my hacks are around, hey, let's talk about this infrastructure that you have and this super simple thing that's going to make a massive difference and move the needle forward for you. So yeah, deep breathing. Next thing that I am loving is phone boundaries. So it's hard for me. I'm not going to lie. I'm obviously very far from perfect. And my job is my phone. Like I'm, you know, on social media all the time. I have clients that I'm messaging with daily. And so my instinct is to pick up my phone. Here's what happens though. When you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is you pick up your phone, you send your nervous system straight into a sympathetic or fight or flight state. So everything we're talking about is keeping that nervous system in the right place, right? And that parasympathetic state. So by just avoiding your phone for the first 30 minutes, you will change your entire day. You will make it easier to slip back into parasympathetic. And it's not just what you're reading on your phone. And I have another podcast on this. It has to do with EMFs and 5G, but really and truly that exposure of 5G and those EMFs is going to send your nervous system directly into a sympathetic state right away. So even if you're like not on social media, just first thing going into that by virtue of being exposed to the EMFs is going to hit you hard. But then there's the scrolling and the dopamine hits and your body is saying, ooh, like dopamine, ooh, video dopamine, ooh, I need this for dopamine all day. Until you're gonna feel bummed, lazy, dull, upset, because you've started your day feeding your body these dopamine hits and you're going to need those dopamine hits from that stimuli all day long. So if you wanna be the master of your day, don't check it first thing in the morning. Start with 30 minutes, you know what I mean? Like just get up and brush your teeth or stretch or make some breakfast, whatever it is that you like to do. Everybody's got their own sort of morning ritual. But that very simple, again, super simple thing that you can do, it doesn't involve buying or bringing anything. If anything, it involves doing less or buying less. Don't do it for 30 minutes. See what happens to your day, okay? My next wellness hack. There's this very specific type of intention setting that is a neuro-linguistic programming technique that I do every morning that is, guys, literally game-changing. Like, you do this and then you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it was this freaking easy, which is what I hope you say every time you do something that I recommend. That's what I want. I want you to have that little ding ding. Oh my God, I can't believe it's this easy. So this is a neuro-linguistic programming, so sort of a brain training technique that I do every single morning. If you want to journal it, great. If you want to just do it in your head, great. Like, here's my thing. I know that people are busy, right? Like, I have a baby, I'm a business owner, I just moved across the country. I'm not necessarily swimming in time, if you know what I mean, but I make time to do these things because taking care of myself is important, right? So here's the technique. So you're thinking about your day, right? Think of your day as a timeline. So you are visually floating above the timeline of your day and you're looking down at all of the things that you need to do. So gosh, the to-do list goes on, doesn't it? You wake up, I need to feed the baby the milk, make breakfast, clean the kitchen, get everyone ready for the day, go work out, lift weights, come back, shower, do work, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm thinking to me, what are the things that I want to do with today with intention? So for me, the things that I do every single day with intention are I nourish my body with whole organic foods and supplements. I connect with my baby and my husband, and I change my clients' lives through getting feedback from them that they've healed, and I attract money. And I envision myself in my timeline doing these things in the most specific way. So I envision myself sitting down at breakfast with my baby, connecting with him. I'm looking in his eyes. I'm watching him eat the nourishing food that I've made him. I'm teaching him things. I have my phone to the side. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm thinking of anything that could get in the way of me achieving my goals. And I'm visualizing myself ignoring that. And I go through the entire timeline of my day with my four intentions in mind. And I just imagine it. All you have to do is imagine yourself doing these things. And I guarantee you, as you go through your day, you will literally do what you imagined. It's absolutely insane just by visualizing it. So, I mean, obviously an exercise that would be useful would be for you to sit down and say, like, what are my intentions? You know, what brings me fulfillment? What makes me feel abundant? Whatever it is that you want in your life. And then be very purposeful with your timeline of your day and where you're going to do those things. Because remember, in life, all you have that's real is the present and feelings. That's all we know that's real. Everything else is perception. So you have to think about, how do I want to feel, right? I want to feel abundant and I want to feel free. And so that's where I got my intentions from. I feel abundant and free when I connect with my baby and my husband, when I change my clients' lives, when I nourish my body, and when I attract money. And so, you know, you're probably going to have to re-listen to that segment a little, because this is actually an exercise for my program. But again, being intentional is so important. And again, really simple. It's just having a little bit of a strategy of, how am I actually going to ensure that I'm going to do these things? So I hope that makes sense. I know that that one was a bit long-winded, but I just wanted to kind of fit the little exercise and kind of how I got there for you. If you are in the mood for, like, new year, new me, I'm going to make this shit happen. I also want to track these things, and I want to realize that getting what I want isn't that hard, because it isn't. Okay, so that's another game-changing wellness hack. Next game-changing wellness hack, muscle testing. So as you know, I am a huge fan of testing. I get my lab work done so often. Every 3 months, I do a huge panel of my vitamin levels. I go nitty gritty. I am like, all my hormones, all my vitamins, all my thyroid. I want to know everything. I do GI map tests to test, are there any parasites, fungus, bacteria? I feel empowered when I have the data about what's going on in my body, and I can be strategic about using food as medicine and supplementing. I started doing muscle testing, and it's a little bit different. So instead of doing lab work, you're actually just able to use your own muscles and your own body to know what your body needs. It's cheaper than doing lab work. I've been doing it weekly here, and I think it's about 45 pounds, and it's extremely comprehensive. Whereas lab work, like, depending on where you are, it can be really expensive. And if you're in the States and you have insurance, you're lucky like me. When I was in the States, insurance covered it all. Now I'm here, it doesn't have, I mean, the UK is just so different. So I have been muscle testing every week, and it's been game changing. For example, I'll share with you this. A couple weeks ago, we found out that there was some toxicity in my thyroid. So we muscle tested, what do I need to incorporate from a food perspective to help my thyroid detox? And we figured out I needed to incorporate turmeric, ginger, star anise, and cilantro. So I have that every day, and I feel really empowered that I can catch that and know that and be strategic with food as medicine. And it ties into my intention, if you remember my four intentions, of nourishing my body and optimizing my health. And so I find that this is a great alternative to getting lab work done all the time, especially when it's more expensive like it is here. It also, I think that what's interesting, it's a little bit different because you're testing nutrition in relation to different organs or functions in the body, not just as a whole. So yeah, that's one of my next wellness hacks. Let's see what we have left. Okay. This one is super, super easy and game-changing, like all of them. Every time I drink water, I put Celtic sea salt and lemon. Let me explain to you why. First of all, vitamin C. Vitamin C, you need to be taking throughout the day. See, this is the difficult thing because people will take really crap vitamin C from like the grocery store and say, oh, I don't know why it's not working. And they're just peeing it all out. You need doses of vitamin C. And it's really hard for someone to be like dosing vitamin C all day. So I just put lemon in my water and I sip it all day long. And I feel like it's so simple, but I'm like, I'm a freaking genius because I'm dosing vitamin C all day long. And the thing is, if you look at the data, citrus fruits, which by the way, are not the most vitamin C rich, but they do have vitamin C, have significantly less vitamin C now than they used to have because our soil is overexhausted, etc. So you really want to be intaking as much as possible. So vitamin C all day long, and then Celtic sea salt. Oh my God, people are so deficient in minerals. And I feel like minerals just kind of get pushed by the wayside. And then the big names like vitamin D, vitamin C, whatever are like getting, thank God, at least some more mainstream attention. But we need to make sure that we are replenishing those minerals. And so there are like some nice products out there that are like trace minerals, which I used to use. But then you can just do that with Celtic sea salt or Himalayan sea salt, not shit sea salt, like table salt, but real sea salt. Pink Himalayan sea salt is delicious and it's beautiful in the water. So do that first thing in the morning. Don't ever drink freezing cold water. Just leave your water lukewarm, get a high quality water filter, sit it on your counter, start your day with 8 ounces of Himalayan sea salt and lemon, and do that before you have food, before you have supplements, before you have coffee, and then just keep drinking that throughout the day. Later on in the day, I personally will add, like right now I have cucumber and rosemary in my water, so I'm kind of just like making it fun. But yeah, I mean, you will feel a difference. Headaches will go away, dizziness, fatigue, blurred vision, all of that. Like these are results of, in many cases, being depleted in these minerals. And so instead of popping a Tylenol or going to a doctor and being told you've got some sort of crazy chronic condition, just have a little more salt. I can't tell you how many problems I have solved by doing this. Like, I should remember in my pregnancy, like 1 week, I was so sick that I didn't do it. And I said to my doctor, she's my holistic doctor who helped me heal. And I said, oh my God, I'm so sick. Like, I keep feeling like I'm going to pass out. And she's like, are you having your salt? And I'm like, oh my fuck, you're right. And within one glass, I felt better. So, I mean, I see this with my clients all the time. Again, I know you're thinking, well, that's too easy. Again, that's what I'm hoping you think. I'm hoping you think it's all too easy and I can't wait till you do these things and you're like, holy shit, it worked. Okay, so amazing hack, super easy. You can get the Himalayan or Celtic sea salt on Amazon. Just make sure you verify the buyer, the seller. And then of course, go for organic. You could, I guess, do like limes. Yeah, it'd be kind of like margarita tasting or oranges. I get my produce from a local farmer. So she actually delivers these oranges that are very sour. So they're basically lemons. So I can sometimes use those if it's what we have. So next wellness hack. I suppose it's a bit controversial, but I'm going there. Boundaries around COVID, aka I am no longer accepting any conversations that have to do with COVID, period. My nervous system went so into overdrive with all of everyone talking about it, and I have absolutely had enough. I refuse to have the conversation. The only time that I let the conversation happen was, for example, when my nanny said she tested positive, she's going to quarantine, fine. I will, you know, okay, great. You have to quarantine, you have COVID. Okay, and that was it. I do not talk about it. I do not read about it. I do not want to know about it. I focus on optimizing my health, taking care of my family's health, making sure that we are the healthiest versions of ourselves. And I mean, there's not a person in the world that can argue with the fact that our immune systems are so fucking strong because we're doing everything to an absolute T. But here's the thing. People think, well, if I don't know, I'm being rude or I don't know what's going on. And you have to ask yourself, what's more important? is your health more important or knowing what's going on more important? And I think it's a hard truth. And this is with all boundary setting. It's just, what is your priority, you know? And so it's, what is your priority? So no conversations about COVID has been game changing for my nervous system. I feel so at peace, and nervous system is the most important when it comes to your immunity. Everything I talk about goes back to that, right? And so if you're focusing on healing and optimizing, you really have to make a call. Are you going to be obsessed with getting your nervous system in the right place and really feeling amazing for the first time ever and feeling empowered? Or are you going to let guilt or fear or some low vibrating energy overpower that and suck you into something that you know doesn't keep you in a good place? And that's the hard hitting question. So not having conversations about that, being very, what's the word that I'm, you know, like, no, this is not happening with people, demands respect. It has been super helpful. Okay. Next wellness hack. Okay, so these are these amazing things I have in my ear. And if you're listening, you can't see it. But if you are on TikTok Live, you can. And I'm going to show you. There are these little dots. I don't know if you can see well. This one's kind of coming off. And these are called AccuSeeds. So they are these little seeds that stick onto your ear. I have them on this ear too, that are made from the studies of traditional Chinese medicine that hit different points associated with different organs. And so the ones that I'm doing now are for the nervous system, of course, because I'm nervous system obsessed. And they are helping my body get into balance, into homeostasis. Again, you know, sort of a theme here. And you stimulate them twice a day by rubbing them in like a circular motion, and they last up to 5 days. And so I put these on, and oh my gosh, I am loving them so much. I just feel, you know, I am obsessed with just feeling good, and they sort of took things to the next level. But I have the book here and I'll link it for you. But they have, like, they have it for anxiety, stress, immunity, focus and memory, headaches, digestion. Yeah. So I did the one for stress, but I'm obviously not stressed, but it is just because it's parasympathetic focused. So yeah, it feels amazing. And I'm just going to keep wearing these daily. They're super easy to put on. And if you're on TikTok, I'm just going to show you like an image of like how that works. So they're called AccuSeeds, A-C-U seeds. I'll link them in the show notes of this podcast. Super easy hack. You know, you could go actually do like acupuncture, but that's what I love about this, because I'm all about like, what can you do from your home that's easy and simple? In an ideal world, maybe we would all go do these really expensive, lavish treatments all day long, but nobody can do that because we live in the real world. And these things, in my opinion, are just as effective, if not more effective, because you can do these things while still living your life and feel good. Okay, so that is my comprehensive list of my favorite wellness hacks right now. Most of these are free. If not the most expensive, I think what I mentioned is £40. And, you know, even incorporating one that resonates with you could make a huge difference in how you feel. I hope it was helpful for you. I will link the info, like I said, in the show notes. Although, like I said, most of it is just sort of a habit change for you. But let me know, you know, ping me on Instagram at That Healing Feeling if this is helpful, or if you have any questions, or if there's something else you want me to talk about. I feel like usually on my podcast, when I come on, I'm doing some sort of live coaching. And I thought, you know what? Today is Thanksgiving, but I'm in the UK, so not really. Fuck it. I'm going to do something different. And I'm just going to talk, you know, because people want to know. They're like, what wellness things are you loving? I mean, it's my job, isn't it? I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I give myself like 2 hours a day just to learn new wellnessy things to help my clients. So I'm constantly trying things. And I have a ton of flexibility in my job, which I set up this way so that I could incorporate a lot of these things into my lifestyle. So anyways, I hope it was useful. Make sure to like and rate the podcast if it was helpful, because when it's liked and rated, more people will listen to it, meaning that I can spend more of my time recording podcasts because it is free long form content. And it just happens to be my favorite part of what I do. All right. Thank you. I want to thank you so much for pressing play today and listening to my podcast. It means the world to me that you're here. I love nothing more than getting this information out there so that I can help other people heal and have the most fulfilling lives possible. It would mean so much to my team and to me if you would take the time to rate, review, and subscribe to my podcast if you feel like it's bringing you value. Rating my podcast will help boost the exposure and allow me to continue to spend time getting this information out to you. Go ahead and take a screenshot before you post and send it to thathealingfeelingpodcast@gmail.com, and I will send you a free guided meditation video to get you into parasympathetic for healing. Thank you so much for your time today. To your health and healing always, Faith.